Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hey guys, before we start, I wanted to remind everybody that we can now be found on Stitcher, iTunes, and in Podbean. So you can go to your favorite app and download our show. Here we go. Hello and welcome to show number 4 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. This week we're welcoming back Jimmy from his trip to Walt Disney World, and we're hoping to get some good information from him. This is Ed.
This is Jimmy.
This is Farrah.
This is Tom.
And here we go. Now, as everybody knows from the last couple shows, Jimmy's been down in Walt Disney World for 9 days. He just got back this past Saturday, and we're going to pump him for all the information we can right now. So, Jimmy, how was your trip?
Overall, it was fantastic. We really, really had a good time. Again, you know, we talked about this before we left, but this trip was just me and the missus, and we really, really had a good time. Really got to enjoy the Food and Wine Festival. And
I don't know, Jimmy. I think you should have ate more.
Did you see the pictures?
A couple.
That's what I'm saying. I think you should have ate more, Jimmy. You didn't, you know, you really didn't fully experience the food of Food and Wine.
Well, I'll be honest with you, we only made it like halfway. And we skipped a few. I mean, there was one like right at the beginning that was called Terra. It was like the first one, and it's like, it was like a vegan place. I'm like, who wants to eat that? not when there's pork belly next door in Brazil.
Yeah, how about that? Well, toward the end of the trip, you start wanting to eat healthy because it's been so bad up till then.
I came home and me and my wife were like, we got to go back to the gym. This is terrible.
Okay.
But overall, it was a fantastic, it really was a fantastic trip. We had a really good time. 9 days is a long time. And toward the end, we, you know, it was getting to a point where we were ready. You know, I've been on trips before where the last day is really miserable and you don't want to go home. And, you know, I mean, I think even with this, on the last day when it's time to wake up and go catch a bus to the airport, it's still kind of a little bit, it still gives you the blues a little bit, but overall we were ready to come home after that amount of time.
I mean, you had the hurricane kind of coming up the coast there, so at the end, was it a little rainy or did it?
We didn't get any rain. No, we didn't get any rain at all. It was, you know, that little storm, I think it was more headed toward home, you know, toward New Orleans than it was Florida. So, it you know, we didn't see any rain. Really, pretty much the whole trip, there was, I think, one night we got a little shower, but really not much rain at all. It was pretty hot, actually, during the day.
So, how did the transportation go? Everything work out okay? Did you use Magical Express?
We used Magical Express. I think it's fantastic. You know, it's a little bit of a wait and a little bit of a headache. Convenience wise, a cab probably be a little bit easier, but I mean, when you weigh it out, you know, it's probably a $50 cab ride.
And they don't play that big movie in the cab.
Yeah. And it's a relaxing, and you know, once you're kind of done with the airport and you climb on the bus and get settled in, you kind of feel like, all right, vacation has now started. So
you got down about what time?
We landed about noon, 12:30.
Were you able to check in your room early, or did y'all do the check-in and then them hold your bags for you until so y'all could go into the park thing?
We started out with a little bit of a bumpy start. we had originally booked our trip for All-Star Sports and got there. The Magical Express dropped us off there. We went to check in. And then they let us know that the food court was under renovation. And that they wouldn't have any kind of service meals. So I said, you know, that's not, I didn't know anything about it ahead of time. And I felt like that wasn't acceptable. So they moved us. So they moved us to All-Star Movies, which was fine. I was hoping for an upgrade, but All-Star Movies was fine. We stayed, the last time we were there, we stayed at All-Star Movies, and it is newer, so it's the newest All-Star Resort. So, but by the time they did all that, and they had somebody come pick us up in a van and drove us down there, we checked in our room. We ended up in the Fantasia building, which is like when you walk out of the back of the main building, is the first building on the right. We were a little bit on the back side of it, but it was fine. But yeah, our room was ready when we got down there. So we get to, our carry-on stuff, we get to go just drop in the room. And then by the time we got back from the parks that evening, our luggage was in the room from Magical Express.
So the entire food court was closed?
The whole thing.
Oh, wow.
They had some, have some stuff that you could, like, grab and go stuff. And they had scheduled times, like in the morning it would be here. At this time you could go to the arcade, you could pick up stuff that they would normally have in the coolers that you can just kind of take with you. Yeah, so the whole thing was under renovation, so I wasn't okay with that.
No, me neither. That would have been a killer.
They handled it fine. They were, I told them, we can't, we're here. And then we're here, we're on the dining plan. We always end up eating a few meals in the in the hotel, so I was okay with them. After everything was said and done, it kind of bothered me a little bit to start my trip off that way. But I calmed down and said, not that big of a deal. They fixed it. They rectified it. So
yeah,
it was okay.
Yeah, every time I've had something that I guess could develop into an issue. They were really good to rectify it. Being if there was issues with the bathroom. I think one time we there was some issue with our bathroom, and I loved it because they was like, oh no, yeah, we're gonna have a plumber come in, but what we'll do is we'll move you to, and this was when we were at the Polynesian 1 year. We'll go ahead and move you to Bayview facing the castle. We'll move you into that room so that, y'all are not inconvenienced. And we're like, cool.
Yeah.
No problem.
To be honest with you, I almost had that thought. It's that, God, I hope I've never gotten upgraded. So I was hoping they're like, yeah, so we're going to move you and we're going to go ahead and put you at Port Orleans or somewhere,
Yeah.
I wasn't hoping for, Grand Floridian, but if they'd have moved us to, didn't move this to Port Orleans or, Coronado or Caribbean, I'd have been ecstatic about it.
Yeah.
So that first night at the park, which park did you go to?
We went to Magic Kingdom.
Good for start.
We usually try and, try and start our trips at Magic Kingdom.
Do y'all always do that? Yeah, because we do that too. We never really thought about it, but we always make sure we're in Magic Kingdom the first time. The first day.
It depends on how our trip is set up. If we have a certain amount of days there, and Magic Kingdom just doesn't fit the bill for that first night, crowd wise or things like that, then we do kind of float around. But we always have to finish at the Magic Kingdom. That tends to be our trend.
And we used to do. On previous trips, we've done both. We've started at the Magic Kingdom and ended at the Magic Kingdom. I think there's something about walking underneath that train track and making that turn and seeing Cinderella's castle.
Yeah.
That speaks to, hey, you're in Disney now, And as much as I love Epcot, I almost think sometimes that Epcot is my favorite park, and I battle between Epcot and Magic Kingdom, but, walking up to Magic Kingdom and seeing the castle for the first time that trip is very exciting.
Yeah.
We always
agree.
We always finish our trip at the Wishing Well before we leave. So.
Oh.
Almost every trip that we've been on. Now this one we did not. We finished it at Epcot. But almost every trip prior to this one, my wife has a picture of us, has a picture of the train station and whatever glory it's in. This time it was decorated for Halloween. But almost everyone, yeah, pumpkins everywhere.
Oh, I love the Halloween decorations at Magic Kingdom. It's so awesome. Especially like for the party and stuff when they have the fog or smoke rolling out and all the pumpkins and all the cast members and they're kind of, I guess, Halloween clothes. I love it.
Have you ever noticed the pumpkins on Main Street are all carved? All up and down Main Street in the windows above the stores. Some really, really great carvings.
That's absolutely true.
I did not notice that.
I didn't notice that one time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's some cool stuff. And there was actually pumpkins over the exit, too. When you go right before the tunnel as you're exiting, right above
you. See you real soon.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, it was very cool.
I have a post from that from a couple years ago that I'll have to throw up on our page when we post this show of all the pumpkins we saw that time. Okay, so Jimmy, talk to us. What's some of the good things you remember on this trip? What stands out in your mind right now?
All right, so one of the things, and this is complete Disney nerdiness, is that the whole little area, it's right on the other side of the Haunted Mansion, where the Skyway used to land,
right?
And now it's all Rapunzel themed. It's got to be the nicest bathrooms in all of Walt Disney World.
We're revisiting the last show. We talked about that for a couple minutes.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, it's completely ridiculous. The theming is completely ridiculous. When you're walking over from like the Haunted Mansion, and you see horse hoof prints on the ground from the horses, and some of them say Maximus in them, so you can tell which ones were Maximus's prints, and you know it's incredible. There's wanted posters. There's the detail they put into restaurants is completely ridiculous.
That's exactly what we were saying.
We also, this is the first trip we've gone that we saw. You know, the last time we were there, part of New Fantasyland was open, but it was mostly just where the Barnstormer and the circus area, where Barnstormer and the new Dumbo are now. So this was our first opportunity to walk around the fountain. There's a great little Beauty and the Beast themed store. Back to the right of the fountain, if you face on the fountain to the right, there's all kind of really nice art back there, and all kind of neat stuff in there. So that was really nice. The first night we were there, we went down to Downtown Disney, and we went and eat at Raglan Road. I thought it was fantastic.
Oh, I love that place. Was that your first time there?
Fantastic. Yes, the first time there.
Oh, man, last time we went, we had upgraded from the free dining, the regular level up to the where you have the three sit downs a day. So one of the many places we went was there for the first time, and it was just outstanding. One of us had a shepherd's pie. It was great, and I had mushroom soup, which was one of the best soups I've ever had. The bread was awesome. Everything. Oh, I love that place.
I had the mixed grill.
Yeah.
Which gave you a little bit, it gave you like a lamb chop, it gave you a banger, it gave you pudding, which is interesting, I guess. It's not what you think of pudding, it's almost like, I don't know what it is. I know that's like the Pink Floyd song, when they talk about pudding, it's not what we think is pudding, it's something completely different.
Yeah.
And then they give you like a piece of sirloin, and it was all over like mashed potatoes, like these garlic mashed potatoes. And Kim got the braised beef, and they serve it in this pot. over these vegetables, and I'm telling you, it was like just fall off the bone. It was so delicious. Wow. It was incredible. And for an we actually ordered an appetizer. It was we ordered calamari, which I mean we've had calamari before, but this was really really, really good. They served it with this really good sauce, and they
served
it with tempura vegetables with it.
Calamari. I didn't think that was an Irish item.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. You know, Ireland's known for their calamari.
You know, calamari is like an Italian thing, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, at least called that, yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? It was, you know what? And they served it with tempura vegetables. I don't think that's probably not big in Ireland either.
Nice mix. Sounds good, though.
I think it's more Japanese, but it was delicious. It really was. So they did a good job. They took an Italian classic and made it their own.
Oh, sure. Sure. They do that a lot over there.
You just throw some beer on it.
Yeah, that's right.
Just take a step back, though, real quick. What were the dates again of your trip, and how were the crowds?
The dates were, we arrived on September 26th, and we were there till October 5th, yes. The crowds were, when we got there on September 26th, 27th, that was Thursday and Friday, and going into Saturday, it was a little bit busy, but not terrible. And then after that, it really even got slower than that. I think it was the Tuesday of our trip, which would have been the first. We met up with some relatives of mine, and we rode Splash Mountain. And when we got back up, it was really a good ride. So we got back up, and I asked the cast member if we could go again. She said sure. We just rolled us right back through. So there was no line. I mean, they were running empty cars. It was interesting because after the ride, you go look at the pictures. And half of the pictures are of empty boats. Yeah.
Well, like having a magical ride of all yourself for a while.
Yeah, yeah. And a couple days later, I think it was either that Wednesday or Thursday, we went to Hollywood Studios, and we went to Toy Story first. We got there about 9:30. I think the park opened for 9. We got there about 9:30, and we went straight to Toy Story Mania, and we waited about 15 minutes, 18 minutes maybe, and then we left there and went to Rock and Roller Coaster, walked straight on.
Nice.
I think they had a posted wait of like 10 minutes or so, but it was, I mean, it wasn't even, it was whatever it took you to walk, get through the show and walk on it. And then we went to Tower of Terror, and it was the same thing right after that. So crowds were very, very low.
Love it when it's like that. When there's when you can kind of see that there's nobody around you in a ride, I like to get the camera out, take a flash or two. Okay, so I guess the next big thing we want to talk about is food and wine. I've seen a lot of things on Facebook from a lot of different people. Jimmy must have posted 100 or so pictures. give us some idea of how the food and wine went.
Food and wine was fantastic. We're not wine drinkers, so we didn't drink a whole lot of wine, but we ate a lot of food, and we drank a lot of beer. The food was all fantastic. We didn't eat anything that was really... I didn't taste one thing that I would say was bad. There were some things that were better than others, but none of it was bad. My favorite thing was the... Well, first of all, my favorite thing was Air Supply, but...
Really?
How many calories in that?
Well, they were fantastic. Let me tell you, they were fantastic. I watched two of their shows, by the way. My wife wanted to kill me.
Are you a big Air Supply fan?
We started, Farrah's going to hate me, but we missed the Go-Go's.
What?
Yeah, we just didn't happen to be there that night. So they only played for like 2 nights. Starship played for like 3 or 4 nights, and then Air Supply played for like 3 nights, and the Go-Go's only played for 2. So it just didn't fall where we were there. you know, when it just wasn't easy for us to get to the Go-Go's, so we didn't get to see them. We did see Starship, which was pretty good. But, you know, it's kind of funny. Some of those people, like, line up, like, an hour in advance to see Starship. And I'm I'm like, they played, like, the Seafood Festival in Lafitte last year. So, it's crazy, so...
I was just going to say, some people probably that live in the area come in to see the bands when they come down.
Oh, I'm sure. And on the weekend, especially like when Starship was playing, it was the opening weekend. So, you know, they said, that, I think they said that was the first time that they were there. They were talking about it, about, you know, this is the first time we've been wanting to play here. This is our first trip. So. No, I think it was Starship. Maybe it was Air Supply.
Oh, no. Yeah, it must be Air Supply, because we've caught Starship two or three times there.
Okay. So maybe it was Air Supply.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so let's hit park by park, and let's maybe three ideas or big things that stuck out from each park. And we'll start with the most popular one, Animal Kingdom. Anything really stick out while you were there, or how long were you even there?
We spent one day there.
Yeah. Anything new?
Nothing new. We went and did our must-dos, you know. We did Expedition Everest, Finding Nemo the Musical, which I bought the CD for. I'm very excited about it. Because that's my favorite show in all of Walt Disney World, is Finding Nemo the Musical. And we did Expedition Everest, Nemo, we did a safari ride, we did Dinosaur. And then we kind of got out of there. We ate at Yak and Yeti, which was delicious. We've had good experiences every time we've been there, and it's probably one of my favorite places to eat there.
Sit down or counter service?
The sit down.
Mm-hmm.
A dim sum basket for appetizer, which was very good. I've never had that before, but it's got a couple different little.
Yeah.
Like pot stickers and...
Yeah, it's like a selection of different types of, like, appetizer-like foods.
Yeah. So it's pot stickers and then the word's not coming to me. It's the little... Oh, dumplings. It's got dumplings in there. And then I had... I forgot what it's called. But it's some type of surf and turf. It's basically a skirt steak with tempura shrimp, and then it comes with rice. But the way they do it, they wrap the skirt steak around the rice. And the tempura shrimp come on long sticks, and they give you almost like this pepper jelly to eat it with, and it's so delicious. It's just so delicious. So then we kind of bounced out of there. The only thing we kind of missed that we enjoyed is Festival of Lion King, and it was just because it didn't line up with our schedule. My wife was kind of upset about that because that's her favorite. And I like it. I think Festival of the Lion King is great. But you know, I don't know if it's a must see every time we go.
Has it moved yet? I know it's going to move.
It's going to move. I don't think it has yet.
Have you seen any indication of Avatar at all coming?
No.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know how happy I am about that. I don't know what you guys' opinion is on it. I mean, I think anything new could be good.
Right. Yeah, I have no opinion until they actually start doing something.
I do think that there's something to that park. That park, to me, is stale. And I think they have
to do
something.
Yeah, the park definitely needs help. I just don't know. With all the recent acquisitions of Marvel and Lucas, I mean, I think there's so many. I mean, couldn't you do an indoor forest there and Star Wars theme it? I mean, wouldn't that be...
Like the Ewok Village?
Yeah. Or like the Ewok Village. Yeah, something like that. Or, you know.
We could spend a whole show on Animal Kingdom itself. Is it for the animals or is it for the rides? Is it for the shows? You know, they have to almost kind of decide which way you want to go as opposed to trying to present all the different things and making it a little bit maybe blasé for everyone.
I agree.
Well, I got to say, though, I have a difference of opinion. It's almost my favorite park. I actually really like it because it's got a, you know, some of the animal stuff, some of the rides, some good food, I just love the Expedition Everest, love the safari ride, love the dinosaur ride, love the, was it the tilt, the, not the Tilt-A-Whirl, but the, oh, that crazy one that spins you around. The dino, yeah, the spin one. Oh, that one.
The little spin thing, I don't necessarily dislike that. But the rest of that stuff in there, they kind of make it look like a carnival to me. It looks so...
Yeah.
Chester and Hester's.
Just thrown together.
It looks
so thrown together.
Did you guys ever realize that, you know that little roller coaster they have there with the car that spins around?
Yeah.
Okay, did you know that's a model for the dinosaur ride? If you ever look at it, they're actually taking scene by scene what's happening with the dinosaur ride, including the meteor hitting at the end. But it's done in a cartoon-like form outside with that roller coaster.
I had no idea.
Someone pointed it out to me one time, and I was checking out the pictures of it. I'm like, yeah, this is right on with the dinosaur ride.
No kidding.
Wow.
Yeah.
I do like Animal Kingdom. I mean, it's a park I like.
It just
doesn't take long to get through what you like, and that's just...
Yeah.
There's no fireworks. There's no shows. I mean, it's just...
Yeah.
It closes so early. This is something I just don't like about it.
I completely agree. Yeah. I don't dislike it. I wouldn't go and avoid it altogether. There are things there that I really like. I think Yak and Yeti's one of my favorite restaurants. Finding Nemo the Musical is by far my favorite show in all of Walt Disney World. Expedition Everest is probably, you know, I mean, you can make an argument that it may even be better than Rock and Roller Coaster. I don't know. It's themed very well. It goes backwards. It's outside. I mean, so there's some great things there. Bugs Life.
Holly River Rapids is another good one.
Holly River Rapids.
I have never been on that.
Oh.
And my kids have, my wife has, and for some reason I have never been on that, and that's definitely a must-do someday. Real quick before we leave Animal Kingdom, has anybody ever seen the Yeti in A-mode?
No.
No.
I was lucky enough to see it the first year it opened up. He was rocking and rolling, doing all his movements, and that was it.
You must have been there like 6 minutes after they opened the attraction.
It was about a month after they opened, before the mountain started shaking.
Yeah.
So, just for people that don't know, what is A-mode?
Well, the Yeti inside Everest is an animatronic. And right now, every time you go in there, you're basically seeing a strobe light on top of them, which I believe is a B-mode or beta or something like that, which it kind of makes it look like it moves, but it doesn't. In the beginning, what happened was when you came through that cave that last time and the Yeti's above you, he would swing his hand over the top of the roller coaster and move around like he was trying to grab you. And it was pretty incredible. I think it was billed as the largest animatronic in the world and a lot of different things. And I think they had to stop it because it was tied into the base of the roller coaster, into the mountain, and he was basically shaking the foundation by him moving like he did.
You know, looking back, I may have seen that.
Yeah, and you know what? It goes by so fast that you can or can't see it sometimes, too. I mean, sometimes you just miss them. But it was pretty breathtaking. I thought it was really nice.
I mean, I'll admit, I've never seen the Nemo show that we've seen. We've always, for some reason, I think we're still sad that Tarzan Rocks isn't there anymore.
Yes.
And yeah.
Yes, me and all the ladies go see Tarzan Rocks when we can.
I saw that in my honeymoon, and then we've never seen anything there since. So.
And I'm telling you, they could take that, find the Nemo the Musical, and put it on Broadway, and it'd be a success.
In a heartbeat. I think the soundtrack from that is incredible. One of the jokes around the household is that whenever the kids need me, they say, "Hey, Dad." So I always abuse them with the song, you know, "Hey, Dad, Hey, Dad," from the show.
It's, right. I think that was produced by someone here in Minnesota, I think.
Oh, cool.
It's got its own sound. I'm telling you, they could put it on Broadway and it would be a success.
Y'all are talking about it and it does not ring a bell. I do not think I've ever seen that. Oh, that's crazy.
It's in the theater. Yeah, it's in the theater where Tarzan Rocks was.
Oh, no, I haven't seen it. I think I was probably too distraught at not having Tarzan in the loincloth running around anymore and avoided it.
It's
any of you guys remember the Pocahontas and Friends show?
Yeah.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Oh, that was my
favorite.
That was
a cool little show. Some of the things they do just boggle my mind.
Yeah. Yeah,
they'll leave like some big, huge attraction that I know is going to take up a lot of money open that is just, you know, something like the Stitch attraction in Magic Kingdom. They'll keep running it. And something that just took like two cast members and some animals, like the Pocahontas show, they get rid of it.
Let me say, my best friend would disown me if I did not speak up right now on behalf of the Hunchback of Notre Dame. The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Oh, the show over at Hollywood Studios.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that show.
Oh, that was the most awesome show.
The opening of that show when they had the horse.
Yes.
They had they had the puppeteer with the horse, and the next thing you know, the full-size puppet horse comes out onto the stage with the rider on it and starts
it's
the show.
So good.
Yeah, it was. There's nothing denying that their shows are first rate. I just think they always have to kind of, you know, switch it up every so often. The Hunchback wasn't the biggest success movie-wise, so they pulled it out. And the show they have in there now, Beauty and the Beast, is pretty good, too.
Well, see, that's what I was going to say, though. But to me, just comparing show to show, the Hunchback show was so much better than Beauty and the Beast. But like I said, I guess Beauty and the Beast, box office wise.
Christina used to perform in Beauty and the Beast, so she would kill me if I agreed with
her. Wow, very cool.
Beauty and the Beast is my favorite Disney movie, so I can't agree with you on that one, though. And I hadn't even seen the Hunchback show. And I like the movie, but Beauty and the Beast is, to me,
the show was outstanding.
Now, I tell you what, you probably could go on YouTube and see the Hunchback show. I'm sure someone's posted a video from when it was down there.
I bet.
And it's a good segue now that we're in Hollywood Studios. As far as the trip this time around, Jimmy, anything in Hollywood Studios stand out as different, new, exceptional?
Anything with Star Tours?
This is the second trip I think I've made since they did the store tours. I did get a really, really cool shirt there. It's like Darth Vader and some stormtroopers with Disney hats on. And Darth Vader's holding balloons, and he's like in front of the Cinderella Castle.
Oh, I love that.
There's like a whole line of them now. There's one of them sitting in the astral orbiter. So those are pretty cool. I like how they incorporated it. This is the first time I've been to studios that I actually saw they're incorporating the Muppets into the Star Wars stuff.
In what way?
So there's like figurines and stuff with like Miss Piggy, Princess Leia, and
okay.
Yeah. So I hadn't. Maybe it was there before and I hadn't seen it, but I thought it gave me a chuckle to see that. Another thing, I found the food at. We ate at Mama Melrose for the first time.
Okay.
And I thought it was fantastic.
Really? Yeah. I've always heard bad things about that.
Well, yeah. Are you sure you heard bad things about Mama Melrose?
Oh, maybe I'm thinking Tony's Town Square. You're right.
Yeah, Tony's Town Square. I've heard terrible, terrible things. Mama Melrose is fantastic. I got this. It was almost like a soup, but it was like a pasta, but it was. The base was kind of almost like a soup, but it was all seafood. It was like mussels and shrimp and oh god, it was like this spicy sauce. It was delicious, and they bring out bread with olive oil. It looks like the thought that kept coming to my head is Luca Brasi sleeps with the fishes.
Okay.
So that's what it looks like. It looks like. I
real authentic Italian restaurant.
Well, it looked, you know, and it's supposed to be like in California, so it's in, you know, because it's like a sign, like Melrose Avenue. But when you're in there, there's like a trench coat and a hat hanging up. And I posted it on my personal Facebook. I don't think I put it on the Nerds page, but I'm like, I'm not sure if I'm about to become a made man or get whacked. Because that's the kind of place it seems like you're in. I mean, it was pretty cool. It was very well themed. And the other thing was, I found the food at Sci-Fi was much better than... And I've never hated Sci-Fi. I enjoyed the atmosphere, and I thought the food was always okay. This time, I think it was better than okay. And I don't know if it was... I don't know if it was fantastic, but it was pretty good.
Did you go to 50s Primetime this time?
We did not. I'm not a fan.
Yeah. I was a huge fan, but then the last three times we went and just was not, the food was not as good, the server's service was not, they weren't as crazy as they normally were. It just was, it seemed all about get you in, get you out, trying to get the maximum amount of people in, and so they couldn't really put in the full effort. So the last two times we went, we didn't even book there. We went someplace else.
I've only been there once, and I'm just not a fan of that type of food. Kind of the pot roast and turkey and kind of that, I don't know. I guess it's
I love
a product
the meatloaf.
Of, I guess it's just
meatloaf.
A product of being from South Louisiana. I like spicier, saucy foods, and that's a little more, you know, it's probably something
now,
I'd probably eat.
Now, I will say that's one of my best memories, one of my best experiences, kind of out-of-body experience, happened there one year. Me and my husband were there, and we got to share the same server, and I almost got to share a chocolate milkshake with Glenn Close.
Wow.
Yeah, that's interesting.
She, like, I could have slapped her with my left hand if I wanted to.
Brush with greatness.
Well, and then I would have been kicked out the park, but, you know. But it was pretty cool.
The only sit-down I've ever done in Hollywood Studios is Hollywood and Vine. Because I like the counter services there. The counter services there are so good that we never really worry about sit-downs at Hollywood Studios that much.
Yeah. I don't know that I'm a big fan of the counter services there.
Oh,
I like the ABC, I like the ABC place.
ABC commentary is okay.
I like the hot dog place.
We like the backlot one because it's the one place, I think, of all the parks that has unlimited refills of your beverages.
Oh, I did not know that.
Sunshine Seasons has unlimited refills.
Oh, okay.
In the Land Pavilion. That's probably my favorite counter service place would be. It'd be between that and Tangerine Cafe.
Right. Well, Sunshine Seasons is so much like the value resort food courts because you basically have a choice of a lot of different things.
Yeah.
I agree that it's set up that way, but I think the food's on a different level than the...
Oh,
than the
of course.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yep. You do. You have a lot of options, and if you're going with a family, you can go there and find something everybody's going to like.
Absolutely.
But it's on a... I mean, there's like this seared tuna noodle salad, and there's... I mean, it's... So, the other thing, you know, Hollywood Studios... Trying to think if anything else really stood out to me.
Did they have anything in the Drew Carey Sounds Dangerous place? When we were down there in August or July, they had the Lone Ranger. You can go in there and you can watch a clip from the movie, and you got some buttons and things like that. Was that still going on? Did you notice? Or
I did not pass in front of it, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I probably passed behind it a bunch of times, but we did not go past the front of it. One of the things I will tell you is, you know, kind of back where Toy Story is, it was a Narnia attraction. Now it's a Pirates of the Caribbean attraction.
Captain Jack.
It's on a scale from 1 to 10, I would give it a 4.
Mm.
But I would have given Narnia like a 2.
So it's an improvement.
Now,
it's
twice as good.
I mean, it's, you know what I'm saying? It's more of a distraction, not an attraction.
I thought that some of the special effects in there were pretty cool.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's okay.
And a live, it seemed like a live Johnny Depp. Although,
it
yeah,
a little bit.
It was kind of canned. I agree.
Yeah, maybe a 6. Okay. You bumped me up to 5.5. But, you know, compared to we went to the Narnia one. It was so ridiculous. Like, you walked in and you waited 20 minutes and you walked in and you watched this like statue or animatronic of the witch just slide up to the edge of the thing and speak, and then that was kind of it. And I was like, are you serious?
Yep.
It was terrible.
They had to fill the space with something.
But, we waited 10 minutes to go see it. I don't know if I'd do it a second time, but if somebody had never seen it before, I would tell them it's worth, you know, 10, 15 minutes to go see it.
Mm-hmm. Let's move on to Epcot. Now, we know the food and wine was a success and a big hit for you guys. Did anything else stand out as far as what was at Epcot?
air supply.
Okay, we've heard that. How about anything as far as rides or attractions?
You know, this was my first time doing Test Track.
Oh yeah, what'd you think?
Really?
Well,
since they revamped it, yeah.
Right, okay. Right.
I think they missed the boat.
Oh.
I think it's fine, and it's really cool. But I think it'd have been so easy to give it a Tron tie-in.
Well, especially the way the track looks. Yeah, I agree.
When you're riding on it, it almost has that feel. I mean, that's kind of what it looks like.
Well, that was my downside to the whole attraction was that as I'm on the ride itself, all I can think of is the way the ride was before. Because you're going over the bumps in the beginning, even though it's all Tron colors and it's not calling them Bavarian bumps or whatever in the front, you still feel that.
Sure.
The anti-lock brake turn, that type of thing. But it still was fun. I like the technology boost to it.
I did too. I enjoyed it. I think they missed it just because they could have made it, you know. They could have tied a Tron story into it. And you know what I'm saying? They could have tied that story into it. I mean, you think about going back to Animal Kingdom, the detail that goes into Expedition Everest in the storyline really builds up to the ride. I don't know if you see that with Test Drive. You design your own car. I mean, there's a little station where you kind of design your own car, but it has no impact on the ride. So, you know, I think they could have tied a story into it a little better. They could have themed it a little better.
Right.
Let me just say that.
Did you miss anything that you really wanted to go on in any of those parks, or did you pretty much have a good stay and you got to everything you wanted to?
I think pretty much we did everything we wanted to. We had a big focus this time on food and wine and trying a lot of the food, which we got to do. So that was a lot of fun. I did my favorite thing probably at all of Epcot is the Voices of Liberty.
Oh yeah.
So we did make one of their shows and we got to go see the American Adventure, which is my favorite. Like one of my favorite sit-down attractions like that. I don't know if you'd call it a show because you can't really compare it to Finding Nemo the Musical or one of those. But I mean, I enjoyed the American Adventure, but going sit down and watching Voices of Liberty before then is always a delight to me. I always enjoy that.
Oh, I agree.
So we get to do that. So another really cool thing is, on a couple episodes ago, we talked about the Chase Lounge. Last year, that was over by, like, the Wonders of Life Pavilion. This year, they moved it. And they said last year was a disaster. They said it was nice, but they didn't anticipate as many people as showed up. So this year, they moved it, and when you leave the American Adventure, if you're facing the American Adventure, to the right-hand side, they had a little line to the elevator or the stairs, and it would take you up to the third floor above the American Adventure, and it was beautiful up there.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah, so you really got to walk around up there. They had free soft drinks, a spot to charge your cell phone, sofas and stuff like that to sit down. It was all, like, period, like, furniture and stuff and bookcases and a grandfather clock and really nice restrooms, and it was, you know, not overly busy. It's just kind of a place you can kind of go sit and relax a little bit as you charge your cell phone before you headed out to.
They tend to have a lot of those rooms in the exhibits at Epcot, it seems. When we were there for the Be Our Guest podcast thing last year, we ate on top of Norway. There was a second floor above there where they had a nice little banquet room and a rest area, restrooms and things like that. So I guess they must do that for the sponsors of each of the different pavilions and such.
And they do that for, they were telling us, because we were asking them, and you can book that space. Like if they use that for if somebody's having a convention there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Maybe some of the board, like some of the more important people or a smaller group of people, not everybody would go there and gather.
Very cool.
The place with them, yeah. So, but it was cool going up there because at one point in time, a couple of years ago, we got to go on the second floor, which everybody goes on the second floor, but before the Voices of Liberty come on, they'll usually pick a family, and you get to go to the second floor, and you basically you're considered the first family, but you get to sit on the by the rail and watch the Voices of Liberty. So one year we got selected to do that, which was pretty interesting. They bring you up in the elevator to the second floor. But we had never been to the third floor. It was neat.
Always great, something new like that.
Yeah, so we accessed it a couple times. And then going up there, if you had a Chase card, we didn't use any of them, but some nights they had where you could go and get like a reserve seating for the concert. And then other nights they had you could go there and get special place for eliminations. And it was right by Italy. You know how they have that little area by Italy that kind of goes out over the water?
The Venice area near the boat?
Yeah. So we didn't take advantage of that. I kind of wish we would have, because if you can go out there and watch eliminations, we watched eliminations twice, and it was pretty fantastic. So
every time. Okay, well, we've been going a long time tonight, and I don't want to rush you, but I think we're going to move on to the Magic Kingdom and maybe think about any last thoughts of the Magic Kingdom. I know Fantasyland is amazing. There's just so much new stuff going on over there. It's great. Other than the restrooms and the phone booths, anything stick out?
You know, I love the phone booths. Where else do you go and see phone booths?
Yeah.
True, anymore, you're right.
Yeah, you don't see them very often, so every time I'd see them, and I figured they were so generic, I could post those and have people try and figure out where they were.
That was a fun game.
The other thing, Magic Kingdom, I enjoyed Wishes. I enjoyed every time. I don't think it's Illuminations, but it's pretty good. The little castle show, and I don't remember what it's called. It used to be the Magic, the Memories in You. Whatever it is now, it's still pretty neat the way they project the images onto the castle. But the soundtrack I don't find is as good. The music itself just isn't quite as good as what it was before. So that, you know, that one thing, even though I think it was pretty good, and I don't think it was bad in any sense of the word, it wasn't as good as the Magic Memories in Use, especially the music. It's pretty neat the way they, like, you know, do all those different things on their castle, and they project those images.
I'm amazed at how clear they are, how crisp, and, like, it's almost HD on that castle, and they have to be projecting it from a little ways off. I haven't figured that technology out yet.
It's pretty interesting. I mean, it's the same type of going back to the studios with that Jack Sparrow thing.
Oh, right, exactly.
It's the same technology.
Mm-hmm. Although I can understand it more in the room, you know, a small room like the Jack thing was in, as opposed to being outside like that. That is just so phenomenal. Yeah.
And you're right. It's like the quality is pretty ridiculous. I mean, when they put images on it. And you think back to the last show, the one they started with, the Magic Memories in You, they were projecting images, like, of pictures of people that were taken that day. And it was crisp and clear.
Right.
So, so...
Yeah, I was kind of amazed. Like, I couldn't imagine they had those people just in the park that day on the castle. It seemed like some pictures were just a little older looking and such, but who knows?
Yeah, I mean, it could. Yeah, you're right. Maybe some pictures. You never know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Jimmy, it sounds like you had a great trip. Totally envious of you. So happy it was a safe trip, too. And if you had to do anything on that trip that you missed or had to do next time or you want to try to think about it again, or what would it be? Or not. I mean, if you think you accomplished everything you wanted to do, that's awesome. That makes the perfect trip.
Yeah, you know, I can't think of anything that really stands out that when we left I was like, you know. Yeah, I mean, I don't really think there's anything that I didn't do that I feel like I had to do. Obviously, there's always things that I would have liked to done, but nothing. I think I'm okay with the whole trip as a whole.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like an awesome trip, and we're glad to have you back on the show. And I think that's going to be probably about it for this week. Before we finish, though, tonight, I wanted to shout out to a couple of our friends on our Facebook page, the Disney Nerds Group. I wanted to say thank you very much, Steve. The pictures you're posting are incredible. I'm amazed at some of the quality that you've put up there. And I also wanted to thank Nancy for all of her posts. I enjoy reading everything Nancy puts up and seeing all the different pictures she has of the different Disney items. I think it makes that Facebook page so much better.
I would love to, you know, guys, I would love to see some more participation. We want to see what you guys want to hear. Any questions, any subjects you want us to cover. Or, you know what, if you want to be a guest on one of the shows, let us know. Be vocal. We'd love to do things like that. So
definitely. Leave us a message on the Facebook page or send us an email at thedisneynerds@yahoo.com. Now, I know there was an announcement this week for Walt Disney World as far as rooms, and Jimmy's the expert as far as the travel agency things goes, so I want him to explain it to us. What was announced this week, Jimmy?
So there's actually two promotions out right now. As of Wednesday, there is a stay, play, and dine promotion, which gives you some pretty good discounts, and there's also room discounts available. So basically the way that works is, on the cheaper resorts, the values, and maybe even the moderates, usually the stay, play, and dine works out better. A lot of times on the deluxe resorts, the room discount outweighs the stay, play, and dine discount. But if you have any questions or, you know, just want to get a quote or book a trip, please call us. You can email us at onceuponatimetravel@yahoo.com. You can reach us on Facebook. Please go like our page. It's facebook.com/onceuponatimetravel LLC, or you can give us a call, and if we don't answer the phone, please leave a message. It's 504-304-4904.
That's great. I'm going to be looking into that too. It seems like a good time of the year to go. Well, that's it for this week's show of the Disney Nerds Podcast. For Jimmy, Farah, and Tom, this is Ed. We look forward to hearing from you soon. Talk to you later.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.